This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. The campaign to recall Governor Dunleavy gathered more than the minimum signatures for an application under state law. Alaska Public Media and KTLO's Andrew Kitchman reports on why they're planning to go through early September and what could happen next.
Recall campaign chair Mita DeWitt has two words for whether the group considered stopping at the minimum.
No way.
DeWitt says signature gatherers have heard an outpouring of concern about how the governor has done his job.
We have been able to collect 29,577 signatures. While that number by itself may not be impressive, the fact that we did it in 2 weeks is historical.
That's more than 1,000 more than the number required to start a review of the recall application by Director of the State Division of Elections, Gail Thanumiai. But the campaign plans to gather signatures through the end of the state fair on September 2nd. That will provide a buffer in case some signers gave incorrect information. Since the effort started on August 1st, Dunleavy has reversed his position on several line item vetoes that helped inspire the recall. But DeWitt says the changes won't deter the campaign.
It's not like it was an outlier, disenfranchised group over there. He did it to all of us. And we have a long memory.
DeWitt says that if Dunleavy again advances more than $300 million in cuts to public education, like he did in his original budget proposal in February, it would strengthen the recall campaign.
If he does provide cuts to K-12, it will just energize this movement further. But people want this to happen fast. They want him out of the office now. We do not want him to cause any more harm, and he would do us all a favor if he just resigned.
Once the campaign submits the application, Thanumiai will begin her review. She'll seek a legal opinion on whether the grounds for recall in the application hold up under state law. The law requires a recall to be based on lack of fitness, incompetence, neglect of duties, or corruption. For his part, Dunleavy has denied that his veto decisions have anything to do with the recall drive. Kenneth Jacobus is the former counsel to the Alaska Republican Party. While he hasn't done formal legal research against or for the recall, he's followed the process, and he's skeptical of much of the legal reasoning behind the recall. Jacobus says there's no question that Dunleavy had the authority to veto court funding, even if publicly linking it to abortion decisions was unusual.
I think it's tacky, but I can't say that it's illegal.
Jacobus predicts that Alaskans seeing the governor work with the legislature to close the state's budget gap will take the wind out of the sails of the recall effort.
If they want to defeat Dunleavy, they're going to have to do it at the next election.
The recall campaign plans to use the addresses it's gathered with the signatures on the application to mail the recall signers when it's time for the second stage, a petition that would require more than 71,000 signatures for the recall to be placed on the ballot. Campaign leaders expect the recall election to happen within a year. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.